Happy Father's Day. Thank you. You know, today and Mother's Day are 2 days that I think we have mixed feelings about. On the one hand, we rejoice in them, but they also make us a little bit uncomfortable. And I think that's in particular, if we've ever had maybe issues with mom, Mother's Day might be a little bit tough. If we've had issues with dad, Father's Day might be a little bit tough. So we all get to a certain point in life where we realize, dad's not Superman. Or on the other side of things, we might be in the position of being the mom that on Mother's Day thinks, man, I could be so much better, but I just keep dropping the ball. Or the dad who on Father's Day says, yeah, I know that you got me this mug that says world's best dad, but I just don't feel it. I don't feel like that's me. And if that's your experience, I'm right there with you. I feel that. Because when people come up to me and say, like, oh, Father, you're such a great priest, my ego says, yes, tell me more. Tell me how nice of a guy I am. But my conscience is screaming at me, if only you corresponded with grace just a little bit more. If you cooperated with grace just a tiny bit more, you would be able to respond to this high and noble calling in a worthy way. And yet, you're still kind of a knucklehead. So what do we do? Well, Father's Day is not meant to be the day that we pretend dad is perfect. It's not the day that we as dad pretend, oh yeah, I'm flawless. No, it's the day that we thank God for the fact that we have a father. No matter what the relationship with that father is, we thank God that he worked through an instrument of his to give us life. But then we ask God, that truest of our fathers, to perfect our earthly father. We, maybe, who are in the position of fatherhood, instead of feeling bad that we're short of perfection, we recommit ourselves to let our Heavenly Father perfect us. Because the world has not seen a force so great as a parish full of fathers on fire with faith. You see, there are so many crises in the world today. I mean, we can't even list them all. If it's not racism, it's violence. If it's not violence, it's anarchy. If it's not anarchy, it's a kind of corruption. There's just so many different things in our sick society, but not one of them would not benefit from having a renewal of fatherhood. Because there's so much might in that high calling, in that vocation to share in the very title of God himself. To be able to have God share his fatherhood with you, to work through you to father his children, there are fewer higher honors in this world, but there are fewer things that would have a greater effect. Because the greatest crisis in the world today is fathers who didn't show up. That's why I thank God for the men that I've met at this parish. Oh, I thank God for you. I know you're not perfect, but you're here. You're willing to be perfected by God. And that's why you're a force to be reckoned with. That's why this parish has life within it. Because of the great mothers and fathers here who are willing to come week in and week out and face their faults and be perfected. What a glorious gift you all are to all of us. So I thank you for that, but I don't stop at thanking you. I move on to praying for you. That this level that we've reached, we never settle for. That we keep striving higher and higher. Because I want you all to not just be guys who get a mug that says world's best dad and say, well, I guess I've already won the game. No, I want you all to be saints. And I want you all to pray that I can be a saint. And that the world's renewal can start here in Clovis. Because the same Heavenly Father that we hear about in today's gospel three times, he's the model for us. But before he's called Heavenly Father in the gospel, in the first reading, what was he called? But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. You see, Jeremiah, who says that he hears the whisperings of many, terror on every side, denounce, let us denounce us. Now let us denounce him. All those who are my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Do you know who his experience is like? Your kids. Your kids, the internet's a battlefield now. And actually, you probably know that just as well. Our lives, they're filled with people who are just waiting for any misstep of ours so they can point the finger and say, look, look at that failure. Look at this person who's clearly failing at life. They just want to call each other names, just throw insults from one side of the aisle to the other. And what is it that we, all of us children, need? A mighty champion in our corner. That mighty champion, first and foremost, is God. But God has shared his title of Father with you. So we need you to be those mighty champions as well. But a champion is only a champion if he's gone into the fray, if he's actually fought the fight. And what is the number one fight that we are all called to fight? It's not the political battles. It's not the culture wars. No, it's what we read about in the letter from St. Paul to the Romans. It's the fight against sin. And in that same letter, we have two figures. We have Adam and we have Christ. We have the Father of fallen humanity and the Father of redeemed humanity. So I ask all of you, which Father will we be imitating? Every day I have that choice. Do I fight sin in my own life so that I can be a mighty champion in the corner of the ring, in the battle that my children, my spiritual children, are fighting? Or do I flee from that fight? So do I imitate Adam who fell, or Christ who picked up a fallen humanity? My prayer for myself and for all of you wonderful fathers here is that you will be imitators of Christ, the Father of the redeemed humanity, that you can be mighty champions in your families, leading them to heaven.